This is Oklahoma Perspective. The city of Tulsa has a new police chief. Mayor G.T. Bynum announced the hiring of Wendell Franklin to the position. Franklin will begin his job on February 1st. Recently, KRMG's Dan Potter spoke to Franklin about his new job.
Good morning, Major Franklin.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. I was thrilled when Rick told me you guys were texting last night and that you are a regular KRMG Morning News listener.
I am. I listen to you guys every morning on my way to work.
So apparently everything else is broken in your car, right?
The button is stuck there.
Well, I got the police radio going too, but I keep it turned down and listen to KRMD. I'd love to hear what you guys have to say.
I don't know. The police radio can be more entertaining. It really can. You're still major, right, until you take over as chief, which will be what, Monday?
Yes, I'm still a major until February the 1st. That's when that transition should take place.
Okay. When did you find out?
I found out, well, I can't even keep my days together. Tuesday afternoon, I was in shock. I didn't know what to do at that point. I know that we had a very competitive process. I know that that there were three other applicants that had just as good as qualifications as I did. And I know it was a tough decision for the mayor.
The mayor says he chose you because you've had experience in all of the city's divisions. You have a lot of experience in North Tulsa. You were the commander of the Gilcrease Division for almost 4 years. You have a clear vision for the TPD is another thing the mayor said. Can you give us the elevator version of that vision?
Yeah, sure. We operate currently in a very antiquated system. We have a records management system that was conceived in 1968, I believe. And over the years, it's been modified and changed, but it does not meet the needs of our department today. So we are set to launch a new system in 2021, and that system is going to be a game changer for our department because it will allow us to be more real time in how we look at our crime. So reported crime currently is done. We have about a week to 10-day delay in being able to see where that crime happens at. This will be real time. This will allow us to see things real time. And once we improve upon that and improve upon a new mobile CAD system, it's going to be a game changer for our agency and allow us to actually use data to drive our decision making and how we deploy our officers. We don't do that currently.
When you applied for this job, you obviously thought there was something you were bringing to the table, Major, that was different or better than someone else. So when you talked to the mayor and the folks involved, what did you put forward as your biggest asset?
I just know how to collaborate with people. You know, I think the hardest thing to do and the reason things fail is because we don't effectively communicate. And I just think that is the foundation of any type of success, to communicate to your team, to take those personalities and put them in the right places, and all work towards a common goal.
We have heard from detractors to this move from both sides. We've heard from community advocates in North Tulsa saying, well, the mayor should have really had a nationwide search for this position. They seem to be cautiously optimistic, I guess is a good way to characterize their response. We've heard from others who say when they looked at the four finalists, three of them were white and one of them was black, that they knew that the black candidate would be chosen. So you've gotten detractors on both sides here and maybe some communication to do with the citizenry.
Yes, and that weighed heavily on me. It has been one of the things I think that has caused me to have the biggest fear, the biggest piece of apprehension towards even applying is that race is still an issue. I don't get that. I told this to the mayor, I told this to the panel, that I can go anywhere else in the United States because I've seen it, and I can apply for a job and I can get that job based on my credentials, not based on my race. And I hate the fact that we are still in this, Tulsa is still in this race type issue where we have to continue to delve upon a person's skin color.
We have 2021 coming up and the 100th anniversary of the race massacre. Are there aspects of policing in Tulsa that you would like to see addressed before that 100th anniversary?
Yes. I am very familiar with what occurred, and the interesting thing is that I grew up in the Tulsa public school system, and I took Oklahoma history in high school, and never ever was there a mention of the race massacre in any of the things that I was taught. It was not until, 10 years ago that this actually started coming to light, and it's Tulsa's hidden past, and we've got to come to grips with that. We have to understand that there are lessons to be learned from history. I'm well aware of what the police department did back then and how they helped precipitate the atrocities that occurred, and we have to be sure that we don't do those type of things anymore. So I'm a big advocate for history. And I think that if we, as a department, if we learn our history better, if our officers are trained better in this Tulsa history, then they too will become more aware of just why there is apprehension in certain communities, because that, you know, that's real, and we have to address that by communicating and trying to be intentional in how we address people.
Your background, going all the way back to when you were 2 years old, there was reason for you to want to be a police officer. Your mother was killed in a crime, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. I wrestled with whether or not to talk about this as I went through this process, but I think in the end it really brings to the forefront of why I chose what I chose, or I don't even know that I really chose it. It was like I was directed that direction. And, my family's history is a history with several violent deaths that occurred in it. And so I just want people to know that, you know, there is hope, there is opportunity for those that don't have that same support system that, you know, 95% of the rest of America has. Hmm. That there is opportunity that still and you take what's dealt to you and you just use it as fuel, as a way to move forward. And that's what I've done over the years. And again, I know that history is what builds each of us and dwells inside of each of us. So I'm just always mindful of that.
Tulsa's new police chief, Wendell Franklin. You're listening to Oklahoma Perspective. Mayor G.T. Bynum went inside the department to look for his new chief. The KRMG Morning News team talked to G.T. Bynum about the process he used to decide who was going to be the next chief of police for Tulsa.
In this process, you obviously had four very good people to choose from as your finalists. What, first of all, set them as your finalists, but then what really set Franklin apart at the end?
Well, I mean, you're right. I mean, it was not an easy choice because We had four in that final round, all of whom would make an outstanding chief of police. And they each had different strengths that they brought to the table. And I would say that, I mean, the big thing that probably set them apart from everyone else was just their qualifications. Every single one of them hit really my goals as far as what I was looking for in someone who demonstrated a commitment to community policing, had the experience that gave me confidence that they could lead the department and make Tulsa a safer place. Each of them would be a strong financial manager, and I think each of them would have been innovative. The thing that really, I think, caused Chief Franklin to stand apart, and by the way, I think before I explain that, it's important to say this process was a great reminder to me of the tremendous talent that we have in the Tulsa Police Department. I mean, the seven people that applied for this, all of them were excellent. And I think that was representative of the leadership development program that they have in the Tulsa Police Department. But it was a reminder that there's just so much talent there. And what set Chief Franklin apart for me was that he is by nature and has demonstrated in his leadership role, he's a tremendous team builder. And when I thought about, you know, who's the best person, not just to try and do this job all by themselves, but who's the best person to harness the talent of this team? There was no question in my mind that he was the right guy for the job.
When you're looking for that in a person, that is a wonderful property, but it's a tangible thing and at times an intangible thing. What in what he had done, or what is it that he said to you that kind of gave you that feeling that he was that one?
Well, I would say there were a couple of things. First, it was just the discussions that I had with him. You know, an interview process by its very nature lends itself towards talking about yourself a lot. And he just continually talked about the team. You know, we had one during our panel interview, somebody asked him, you know, what was one of his greatest moments as a member of the Tulsa Police Department? And he didn't even talk about something he'd done. He talked about when he was in a position to help shine a light on a really extraordinary act of heroism that some officers had done that they weren't going to, no one was going to know about unless he shined that light on it. So I think that is in keeping with the kind of person he is. But then when I spoke with, and I spent a tremendous amount of time calling and talking with people throughout the community, throughout the police department. And there's no question that he was the least known of the four finalists from a citywide standpoint. He's the classic guy that's always pushed the team forward and wanted other people to get the credit. But what I found when I called around over and over and over again to people in law enforcement, to neighborhood leaders, to people in the police department, they would bring him up and talk about how much they revered him as a leader and what a great leader he is and what a great team builder he is and how he sets high expectations, builds a great team to achieve those, coaches that team towards those goals. But then also, if somebody's not pulling their weight and not meeting those goals, he holds them accountable. And hearing that over and over and over again in the people I called, it helped me realize here's this guy that has always put the team forward, has never really done anything to promote himself, and yet all of these folks speak so highly of him and talk about his high moral character. And so that said a lot to me again about what the kind of team builder he's been throughout his career and what he could be as chief of police.
You know, and when we spoke to him the other day, it was really interesting because it was obvious that he didn't answer us slowly, but he was very well thought out when he answers things too. He strikes me as a guy who doesn't just react. He thinks and reacts. And I think especially as a leader, that has to be a very good quality.
Well, and that has also struck me. I mean, he's a very thoughtful person. There's not just canned answers that you get from him. He really thinks through and thinks his responses through to questions, and he's incredibly sincere and honest in giving his answers to those. I mean, he's been very upfront about the weight that he feels of taking on this responsibility and the responsibility that he feels to the community to do it to the best of his ability. And A lot of people don't want to talk about those kinds of things when they take on a big job because they're worried that it might make them seem like they're not large and in charge. But he's just incredibly sincere and candid and honest, which are all great qualities for a leader to have, I think.
You also talked a lot about technology. And when you talked about innovation and moving the department forward, you've mentioned many times, and so have others, how the technology in the department has lagged behind. And that seems to be a real focus of his. But he also seems to be a guy who it just by listening to him, to me, he sounds like he's good at it. Did you get that feeling too?
Oh, I mean, you want to see him light up. Talk with him about technology. I mean, there's a reason that that's what he was leading at headquarters before he was selected for this new job. I mean, he was the department's lead on technology. He's only been doing that for a few months because he just was transferred into that out of being a division commander. But he is absolutely passionate about that. And for me, I mean, the ideal, you know, there was a lot of discussion about whether you should take an inside guy or an outside guy. And I think you get good qualities with either one, but usually there's a trade-off, you know. So the inside person, they're going to know the people, they know the organization, they know the local issues. An outside person knows what other cities do. They bring a different perspective. Your ideal that you're looking for is someone who's on the inside and has that foundational knowledge, but is passionate about innovating, who recognizes that there are always better ways to do our job and is eager to seek those out and implement new technologies, new processes, new approaches that can help us be the best police department that we can be. And Chief Franklin is one of those people. That definitely struck me in the interview process. It's something I heard from people who know him. He's very passionate about innovation and technology, and I'm really excited to see the approaches and the things that he brings forward just in his first year ahead as our chief.
I have to think, too, you know, I've heard great things that, you know, Chief Jordan said about him as well, that having a guy who's doing what you already want, plus he's a member of the department, plus he knows the chief, I have to think this transition is going to be a little simpler and smoother as we go forward. You expect that to go quickly?
I do. I mean, they obviously know each other very well. They've worked together well. Chief Jordan, I visited with him through the interview and discernment process and know how highly he thinks of Chief Franklin. I think it's valuable that they have, you know, some time to work on that transition. But I think Chief Jordan, even, you know, after Chief Franklin takes the helm on February 1st, Chief Jordan's going to be a great source of wisdom and counsel moving forward. I was really touched by what he had to say when we made the announcement about you know, how he has family who are still members of the Tulsa Police Department. He's been associated with that police department for half a century. It's very important to him to have a chief, and he's very grateful that Chief Franklin's going to be at the helm after him.
Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum. Special thanks to Rick Corey for the interview. This is Oklahoma Perspective. For Cox Media Group, I'm Bert Williams.